Oggi si celebra il giorno della memoria.
On Holocaust Memorial Day, we remember the horror of crimes of unprecedented cruelty committed in the extermination camps established by Nazi Germany, especially the planned annihilation of the Jews, and also how many risked their lives to protect the persecuted, opposing this murderous folly.
L'orrore di crimini di inaudita efferatezza.
The innumerable victims of blind racial and religious hatred who suffered deportation, imprisonment, death in those abhorrent and inhuman places were also remembered Wednesday by Pope Benedict XVI, who prayed that the memory of these facts, particularly the tragedy of the Holocaust that affected the Jewish people, will inspire an increasingly convinced respect for the dignity of every person. He prayed that Almighty God enlighten hearts and minds so that such tragedies never happen again.
Affinché non si ripetano più tali tragedie.
Also present today are pupils and teachers from the Akhabat Eilat One More Step Towards Peace Project. A group of high school students is also present from Israel and Jordan.
In remembering the Holocaust, the Pope concluded his general audience Wednesday, delivered in the Paul VI Hall. His catechesis continued his reflection on the life of the Church in the Middle Ages, but this week he dwelt on the figure of a man and a saint who is deeply loved by believers and non-believers worldwide and who still today inspires millions, Saint Francis of Assisi.
The story of Saint Francis' life and conversion and his complete devotion to Christ, poor and suffering, is well known. After gathering a small group of companions and followers, including St. Clare, Francis sought the approval of Pope Innocent III for his movement, which was completely committed to the renewal of the Church in holiness and to the preaching of the gospel.
Another aspect of Franciscan spirituality highlighted Wednesday was the saint as a model in dialogue with Islam. He said in 1219 Francis was allowed to travel to Egypt to meet with the Muslim Sultan Malik el-Kamal. In an era where there was a clash between Christianity and Islam, Francis, deliberately armed with only his faith and gentleness, effectively travelled the path of dialogue. Pope Benedict XVI said he is a model that should inspire relations between Christians and Muslims even today to promote a dialogue in truth, in mutual respect, and mutual understanding.
His deep piety found expression in a great devotion to the Eucharist as a sacrament of Christ's real presence and his love for creation as God's handiwork. The life and teaching of St. Francis has inspired countless people to the imitation of Christ through the embrace of inward and outward poverty.
A giant of holiness, a truly living icon of Christ, St. Francis, concluded Pope Benedict, is also a model for priests and the precursor of a just love for God's creation. I'm Emer McCarthy.